It's surrounded by metal fencing and has double entry gates. No one gets in or out easily. But it's not a prison, just the opposite. The Pilgrim Bark Park in Provincetown, at the corner of Route 6 and Shank Painter Road, is a place where dogs run free, off-leash, every day from dawn to dusk. Creating this slice of dog heaven cost $150,000, and Bark Park co-founders Candace Nagel and Kath Coate couldn't have started to find funding at a worse time.
The town is fiscally challenged, as most towns, and we had to raise all of the money privately.
That's Candace Nagel. She and Coate worked with a group of like-minded dog lovers to convince the town to donate nearly an acre of undevelopable land last year to their cause. Then they had to get clever. They drew on Provincetown's status as the oldest continually occupied artist's colony in the United States to bring in donations.
For instance, last year, artist Denny Camino put out 500 IKEA dog bowls in front of his gallery. And during the course of the summer, we raised over $9,000 in pennies, nickels, and quarters. It became this really funny coin-tossing thing, and there was no prize, but people just loved the idea of pitching coins, and some people would actually drive by and throw money out their window into these dog bowls.
Nagel and park supporters enlisted artists to make signs and T-shirts, as well as to decorate small pine doghouses. They've used the money they've raised to build the park. It consists of two adjacent fenced areas, one for dogs weighing less than 25 pounds, the other with a barkway, or sandy racetrack, around the perimeter. Nagel is as delighted by what's happening at the park as she is that the group achieved its goal.
Doesn't matter what your socioeconomic class is, whether you're a fisherman, a Portuguese, second homeowner, rich, poor, gay, straight, people are starting to make these wonderful connections around the love of dogs.
Artist Terry Rosso agrees. She's lived in Provincetown full-time for over a decade. Rosso brings her four-month-old dog to the park three times a day, every day. Here's what she likes best about the park.
No ticks, no fleas. That dogs can socialize, they get to run, exercise, and people get to socialize too.
The Bark Park's planners cut down on expenses by covering the play area in gravel, which doesn't need watering or mowing. They're still raising money for sun shelters and to cover operating expenses, electricity for lighting, gravel replacement, and water for the three-level fountain. Comedian Lily Tomlin will host a fundraiser for the park in late August. For WCAI, I'm Kathy Corman in Provincetown.
Where's the ball?